Hi everyone, my name is Gabe Olson, and for today's episode of the podcast, I will be reviewing a lot of fast food restaurants as a college kid. Now, a lot of fast food restaurants are pandering these days to people our age, especially in my college town of Temple Terrace in USF. You can find multiple different fast food restaurants, from Chick-fil-A to Chipotle to McDonald's to Wendy's to Salem's. All kinds of stuff. So today I'll be reviewing the restaurants, their new meals, their affordability, and I will be giving an overall ranking based on different scales. I as a former athlete, will try my best to stay as healthy as I can, but a lot of the times it's just not an opportunity that I can afford whenever I'm eating at fast food restaurants. As well as the fact that different fast food restaurants have different healthy options based on how good they are. And sometimes it's hard to eat. It's just temptation. You have to pick the better food. So that will also play a role in today's rankings. So without further ado, let's go to the first restaurant. Now first, let me explain the scale that I'll be ranking with. So each category is going to be based on a ranking out of five. The first category will be, how good does it taste? Is it consistent across all locations? How reliable is it? But basically, the overlying tone of that one is, how much do you like it? The second one will be price and value. Basically, seeing how expensive it is and if you're kind of getting your bang for your buck with how much food you're getting, how good the food is, that, etc. The next one is service and speed. Now, a lot of this is with fast food, the speed is very essential because a lot of the times you're going through a drive-through, you're just trying to get the food in and out. But service is a big deal because a lot of these restaurants, sometimes the employees or the whole operation really isn't, like if the staff is not maybe as efficient as it should be or as friendly. And the last one is the healthy options. Are there a plentiful healthy options? What are the, are they as good as maybe not as good as the unhealthy options, but are they good enough to eat rather than just be an alternative? You know what I mean? So the first restaurant we're going to deal with today is probably the most popular one in the country right now. It's Chick-fil-A. Now, Chick-fil-A is obviously incredible. There's a lot of different menu hacks. The classic chicken sandwich is as good as it gets. And so for taste, I don't know if I can go to a five off the rip, but like the sauces are incredible. They've got some of the best chicken nuggets you can find. I think we're going to start that off with a 4.5. I think a 4.5 is a really good choice for Chick-fil-A because they've got, the only problem that I have with Chick-fil-A is there's not a ton of variety, but they stick to what they do and they do it extremely well. The next one is going to be price and value. Now, Chick-fil-A, when it comes to pricing, is a little bit more on the expensive side. It's definitely going to be more expensive than maybe a McDonald's or a Wendy's, or it's a little bit on the nicer side of fast food. But a lot of the time, you're getting the value that you want. But like these days with a meal, it's going to cost around $13-14 if you want a Chick-fil-A sandwich, mac and cheese, a drink, all that. Now, you are getting a lot of value because it's one of the best fast food restaurants you'll find out there. But at the same time, if you're struggling for, you know, you can get maybe a cheaper alternative and the value, the taste on the other side, maybe at a Wendy's, isn't going to drop as much as the price is worth. Now, when it comes to service and speed, that category, they are the pinnacle. They are the New England Patriots of the fast food service. They have an incredible team. They train them really well. The My Pleasure has become almost a meme online. It's just run an incredible business over there. So I think they have to get a five when it comes to service and cleanliness. the price of value category, they will get more of a 3. Then when it comes to health and sustainability, the Chick-fil-A is one of the best options that you can get when it comes to healthy alternatives. Their grilled chicken is a cheat code for people that want to enjoy fast food but still want to stay on the healthier side. Their grilled nuggets, their grilled sandwich, they have multiple different salads that are reliable enough that they will actually get the job done. Overall, I think it's one of the healthiest and actually the best healthy alternatives when it comes to fast food. So overall, for health and sustainability, I'll give Chick-fil-A a 5. So therefore, Chick-fil-A gets a 4.3 on our rating scale. The next restaurant that we're going to do is one of the most popular ones in the country, and that's Chipotle. Chipotle kind of borders along that line that's maybe closer to not fast food than it is, but I think overall it is a fast food restaurant and it's one of the most popular in the country. But when it comes to taste, I would give it a 5. It's incredible food. The variety of options that you can pick from is really good, and you can really build whatever you want on that bowl. A lot of the alternative meats that they use whenever they come out with seasonal ones, like the chicken al pastor or the honey chipotle chicken, have been really big hits. And you can also do a lot of menu hacks with, for example, Keith Lee, the popular food influencer, came out with his own quesadilla and based off his menu hack. And I think you can get a lot of bang for your buck. So I think it's a really good fast food restaurant overall. When it comes to taste, I think I'd give it a 5. I think it just has some of the best Mexican fast food you'll find out there. But the problem is when we come to taste and value. Price and value. When it comes to the price, especially a lot over the past couple of years, Chipotle's price has skyrocketed. You used to be able to get a regular chicken bowl for around $9. Now it's up to maybe 14, maybe 15 if you want guac or queso. And there was a big scandal last year. They really aren't giving you a ton of protein for how much you're paying. So especially on days when it's really busy, the amount of protein that you're going to get, whether it's steak, whether it's chicken, whether it's carnitas, you're just not going to get the amount of value that you're paying for. So I think I'm going to give that a 3. Now, when it comes to service and speed, like I said, the service, they aren't really giving you kind of what you're paying for. So that can be a bit of an issue, because like, why are you paying $16, $15 for these really big bowls when they're not really giving you the protein that you need? But when it comes to speed, they're incredibly efficient. It's almost an assembly line. They've got someone on meats. They've got someone on cashier, someone on vegetables, someone on toppings. It's all really good process. But overall, I think the service is only going to get a 3. Now, when it comes to health and sustainability, this one gets a 5 off the rip, because there are so many healthy alternatives. They even provide healthy alternative bowl recipes on the app. They do an incredible job at just making it available. They've got tons of healthy options. They've got a ton of veggie options. So I'm going to give that a 5. So overall, according to my rankings, Chipotle gets a 4. The next fast food spot we're going to be looking at is one of the all-time classics. It's McDonald's. Now, McDonald's, as reliable as it is, and a lot of people in the world see it as like the number one fast food spot, it's kind of fallen off in the past couple of years as some of these new spots have really started climbing and kind of taken over the fan base of McDonald's. Now, I don't think that's attributed to the taste. I think it's one of the best fast food restaurants when it comes to strictly taste. Now, I think that the taste really isn't the problem. I think that it's it's very consistent. The Big Mac, the Quarter Pounder, and the McNuggets, they do a lot of things very well. And they've had very good deals recently and when it comes to the McValue menu. So overall, I think it's a really good fast food restaurant. So for the first category, I think taste, I think it's going to get a 4. I think maybe it's not as good because maybe the quality of the food isn't as good as some of these newer spots, but it's as reliable as it gets. The McNuggets, the McChicken, the Quarter Pounder, the Big Mac, across the board, when you go to McDonald's, you know what you're going to get. And even though they may not be better than some of the other places, it's consistent and you know what you're going to get. So I'm going to give Taste a 4. When it comes to price and value, I think price and value gets a 5 because they have the McValue menu, and I think the price is one of the main reasons people go so often is the fact that you can get some of these good things like the McNuggets and all these different meals and like a Happy Meal, and that you could spend less than $5. So I think with the value menu and the food actually being pretty good, I think price and value, I think it gets a 5. Now, service and speed, this is kind of where it's fallen off in the past couple of years. It used to be really in and out. You would get in there, you'd get out of there. But recently, I think the quality of service has really fallen off in McDonald's. And it could be the reason why some of these other spots are taking over. So I think for service and speed, I'm just going to give it a 3. And one of the big reasons that it's been falling off, well, a lot of it is because of outside sources, because of, for example, documentaries and stuff that's come out of how the food is made. So when it comes to health and sustainability, there aren't a ton of healthy options that you can get. And there's been a lot of questioning on how the food is made with the pink slime and the documentaries on Netflix. So I think a lot of people are turned off by that and maybe would want to go to healthier options. And so I think for health and sustainability, I think it only gets a 2. I just don't think that I don't think that the people's concerns are that much of a hoax. I think it's a real concern. So overall, I think McDonald's, although it's tasty and you'll get a lot of bang for your buck, I just don't think it has the health to be anything more than overall, that makes it a 3.5. Now, our final fast food restaurant we're going to be rating today is one of the most popular ones in the world right now, Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's, there are locations popping up everywhere. They're a hot commodity no matter where they open, and we're going to get into really why. And I think number one is the taste. I think it's probably the consensus number one chicken tender in the fast food market right now. I think the sauce is almost become a little bit of a folklore. Like, it's the sauce is so incredible. There are so many influencers out there talking about this new stuff. There's a ton of menu hacks you can make it work. So I think for taste, it has to get a 5. There's a reason that everyone is going and it's selling out wherever they go. So for taste, it automatically gets a 5. I think it's incredible. I think it's the best sauce on the market combined with the tenders. You get the toast with the box combo. I think it's 5. Now for price and value, price maybe not the cheapest option on the fast food market. You're going to spend a little bit if you want a combo, looking like from around $11 to $15, depending on how much food you want. Now, the value part is interesting because you're getting a lot of food. Whenever you get a box combo, you get tenders, you get fries, you get toast, you get coleslaw, and a drink. That's a lot more than what you're going to get anywhere else. A lot of places won't give you as much food. So although it's more expensive, I think when it comes to what you're getting value-wise, I think overall it's going to be a 4 for when it comes to price and value. Now, service and speed, the service is really good, and so is the speed. They'll have multiple drive-thrus. Now, the only thing is that most of the time, every location is packed. Now, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Normally, you would see that as a good thing, right? Because a lot of people would be like, oh, this is because the food is so good. A lot of people, it's a good thing that it's packed because it's displaying how good the food is. But the speed may slow down because it's packed, but I think you shouldn't be able to judge them for that. I think for service and speed, they should get a 4. Now, health and sustainability, there really aren't a lot of healthy options. You're not looking at one of the healthier places on the market. The toast is a little bit on the unhealthier side. The chicken tenders, there aren't They do what they do very well, which is only chicken tenders. Now, you can get them grilled, but the drop-off when it comes to the grilled chicken at Cane's is way worse than maybe looking at other spots like Popeyes or Chick-fil-A. So overall, I think for health, I think it's going to be only a 3. But I can't emphasize how much the taste and maybe the service and speed will make up for that. So overall, that'll get a 4. Coming in second place, so in first place, we'd have Chick-fil-A with a 4.3. In second place, we have a tie with Chipotle and Cane's coming with a 4. And then in last, but certainly not least, we have McDonald's with a 3.5. So take that with a grain of salt because it's all personal preference. But I think when you come up with these categories, I think that that plays a huge factor in where you should go get your fast food. So thank you guys for listening today. I really appreciate it. Check in for next episode. We will be interviewing another college student to see his takes on the sustainability of fast food in his college town. So thank you for listening and have a good day.